fender.
Oops.
Ernie Patty Collision may not be able to eliminate all the oops on the road of life. Instead, they'll make your vehicle look as good as new. Ernie Patty Collision Center is a direct repair shop for most insurance companies and car dealers, and your one-stop service for all major collision repairs, using the latest technology and equipment to restore your vehicle to its original condition. Go to ErniePattyCollision.com for directions, contact info, and to follow the daily progress of your vehicle repairs online. Ernie Patty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count.
You've seen the red vans all over St. Louis, and you've seen Mike Shannon in the newspaper. He's promoting Gelmish & Sons. Very simple and very honest, Gelmish & Sons has been making sure your air conditioner and your heater has been working since 1950. Gelmish & Sons is a union craftsman shop, and they're the premier Lennox dealer, and they've earned that due to their superior service. At Gelmish & Sons, they'll come in and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition. And your heater. But maybe, just maybe, it's time to get a new air conditioner and a new heater. At Gelmish & Sons, a full Lennox system installed, $2,695. That's both air conditioner and a heater. A full Lennox system installed by Gelmish & Sons, $2,695. That's unheard of. How can Gelmish & Sons do it? Because it's family-run, family-operated, and one mission since 1950. And that is quality customer service. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com. Happy holidays from the Big 550 KTRS and Dynagreen. Don't forget your lawn this holiday season. You want to put in step 4 and step 5 of Dynagreen. That's the Dynagreen winterizer and the Dynagreen winterizer with Surge. You want to put down an application right around Thanksgiving and then again before Christmas. The Dynagreen winterizer keeps your green grass longer and delivers an early spring. That's Dynagreen. Ask for it by name, Dynagreen, at your local lawn and garden dealer or dynagreeninfo.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Jerry the Jeweler. For all that glitters, shimmers, glistens, and shines this Christmas, visit me at Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant. Our Christmas hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturdays, 10 to 3, and Christmas Eve, 10 to 3. We are always closed on Sundays.
This Christmas, don't forget to tell the people in your life how much you care with a Hallmark card. Pick up one today at the Hallmark Department at Walgreens.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of...
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Nixon, Comet, Cupid, Donna Dixon.
You know, most people cannot do the reindeer. And is it... It's eight, including
Rudolph,
right?
I think so.
Nine with Rudolph. Nine. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Yeah, so it's eight and Rudolph. A lot of people think it's a sleigh with eight tiny reindeer. No, it's nine reindeer with Rudolph. Once again, we have to set the record straight. Yep. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Christmas Eve. Eve is the eve of Christmas Eve. That would be Christmas Eve Eve, the 23rd of December. And we're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. When my daughter had an appointment today, had her teeth checked.
Hey!
The only dentist she's ever known. Gone there since she was born, as have the boys. and I've gone there 41 years. We'll tell you why you might want to think about going to Ballast Dental Care. But first, a round of introductions at the control board. It's Eon the Peon, Peon, father of Archie Michael Geis, 1 week old today. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not currently happy with your financial advice, we would like you to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, Fatso.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, and that's okay. Anybody thinks, I can't believe he called him that. I've asked to be called that because I need to lose weight, and maybe being called names. Like, think of myself as a kid at school being bullied, being called names. Maybe that'll prompt me to eventually stop eating cookie dough and things like that. So, appreciate that, Dan. And for those who missed earlier, Dan, you did a fine job on Reindeer Rock.
Thank you.
On Jackson and with a harmonica playing. I feel sorry for anybody that didn't hear that earlier.
Your daughter, yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, don't act like she enhanced it. You, on your own, were incredible. Don't give her any credit for your talent.
Oh.
All right? Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so fine, Dan.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What's he saying?
Oh, what now?
Oh, he wants to write a new song called Colby the what nose?
Cheese.
Colby the cheese nose reindeer.
The cheese nose?
Thank goodness.
That's stupid. Sometimes you're not even funny.
Colby the cheese nose reindeer.
You know Asiago and cheddar and...
Yeah, he was going to have all the reindeer. You know Asiago and cheddar and Swiss. Yeah, and Gouda, mozzarella, the most very Colby.
Dumbest
the cheese,
idea
no,
I've
stupid.
Ever heard.
Don't even say anything that's stupid again. Give it up for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Bunch of reindeer with cheese names. Stupid. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking up at the monitor here. We have these news stations on these monitors. Breaking news, new protest amid tension over cop killings. Stop doing that to the TV people. Stop putting on the screen cop killings. When you do that, you make it sound like cops are killers. Boy, can this get any worse? I mean, what is wrong with the especially television? Man, oh, man. How about this? New protest intention over criminals being taken down by police officers. How about that? We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I'm okay. I'll be fine. I'm just sick of this.
And I just posted on our Facebook page, anybody who missed earlier.
You got the audio?
Yeah, the singing. There's the
entire audio, all of it.
You do?
Facebook.com/AM and PM. Way to go, Peon.
Thank you.
So you're welcome, Fatso.
You're welcome, Fatso.
I'm limiting how much you guys can do. Okay.
Yes, you don't want to give us free reign.
but occasionally, I think I need that. My daughter called me today and says, oh, I just got out of Ballast Dental Care. And I could tell by her voice, she was real happy. She's got a good, clean bill of health, good checkup, and teeth are probably okay. And maybe yours are, maybe yours aren't. It doesn't matter. I want you to go to Ballast Dental Care if your teeth are in perfect shape. You know why? Because you want to keep them that way. And I want you to go there if they're in horrible shape, because you don't want to continue down that road. And one of these days, it's going to be real expensive to fix those problems, if they can even be fixed. And then more expensive is false teeth. Unless you get those $99 ready-in-a-day false teeth on the billboards out on the highway, good luck with those. I got a feeling you drink a glass of water, your teeth would come out. Not only can you not eat corn on the cob, you probably couldn't even drink anything and those teeth would come loose. So don't put this off any longer. You need a dental clinic, and you need a good one, and you need somebody that will understand you and your situation. I have that place, Ballast Dental Care. I've been going there for 41 years. I've told you that. And if I keep telling you, then eventually I'll be telling you I've gone there 42 years. That'll happen about next April or May. It'll be 42 years. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and yes, they practice sedation dentistry if you need it. Interesting thing about this place is a lot of people who think they need to be knocked out really don't. They've just never been to the right Dental Clinic. BallasDentalCare.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laquid Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company, the app is STL Taxi, and it's free, and it works. And it's a good way to get a Laquid Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland. Hello, Bill.
Hello,
yeah.
Fatso.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's it, Fatso. That's what
say it with conviction.
Yeah,
Bill.
Say it like you mean it. Say hi, Fatso.
Well, I don't know. I'm like on the fence here.
No.
You have immunity.
You have immunity from termination if I've said it's okay to call me Fatso. Because for people who missed it earlier, I want to be called names because I'm disgusted with myself.
Shame you into
shame me. I'm disgusted that I can't stop eating cookie dough and corn Chex Mix and stuff like this. And I'm sick of this. I need 30 pounds gone, and I'm never going to do it unless people start calling me names. So Fatso's fine.
So is it safe to say you have now made a resolution for the new year?
No,
can we
not
say that?
Well, for the new year, yeah, but not for the next couple of days.
Yeah, don't get crazy.
There are too many cookies sitting at the house. And
well, they call it a New Year's resolution, not a...
I don't believe in resolutions. I want just to start the year. Forget the resolution thing. I want to start the year knowing that if I don't change things, I'm going to be called Fatso by everybody.
And now, have you put an exercise plan in place?
Let's not get crazy. Let's not go crazy again. This is just about not consuming everything that doesn't move on the table. What's up, Bill?
I think Peon's right, though. You might have to do some exercise. I don't think it's just banished.
Right, now you've gone too far.
Right? All right, I'm out. Man.
Now you've gone too far.
All right,
call me Fatso.
Well, a new study says using your tablet device in bed is bad for your health.
Mm.
Especially if your wife catches you on FaceTime with your girlfriend.
That is bad.
And some airlines are using a robot that can make drinks for passengers instead of having the flight attendants do it.
Hmm.
This way the flight attendants can stay focused on their most important job, ramming the beverage cart into your elbow. Yesterday was the deadline for people to mail your cards and letters if you wanted them delivered by next Christmas. So I hope you...
By next Christmas. See what you did there?
And finally, this afternoon. Well, somebody has stolen 10 tons of ham and bacon from a warehouse in Texas.
Yeah.
Law enforcement officials say they have a lead, and the first place they're looking is under Frank's Christmas tree.
Oh, that's a good one. See, that's good. That's good fat humor.
I thought it was going to be Rosie O'Donnell.
I thought it was Rosie, but now I'm the target.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Now, we could work one of those in, like, every couple of days if that helps.
Be my guest. It'll help. It will help.
All right. I'm here to help. You know me.
Okay.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laquid Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome, Pastor. Adios.
Okay. I think he gets it a little too well.
That last one he did. Saying it with a smile.
He took too much delight in that. Where to start? Larry Connors tonight. He's the one that called this to my attention. I said, I hope you'll talk about this tonight. He said, oh, yeah, I will. There's so much that's disturbing lately about this anti-cop stuff that has to stop. These 911 operators in New York, when the two police officers were shot Saturday, who were killed, shot in the head, executed, a union spokesperson has said that they're not aware of this happening, but a couple of firefighters say it absolutely did because they were in the Brooklyn Metro Tech Center where the 911 dispatchers are, and that a couple of firefighters heard a couple of the operators say that the cops deserved to be shot. They deserved to be killed. And then they got firefighters got into it with these dispatchers, and a shouting match ensued, and I hope somebody will look into that. That is despicable. And I just cannot even believe it's happening. Check this out. There's so much that's gone wrong here. This guy who was fired from Nordstrom in Portland, Oregon, he's a salesperson there. He's been fired. He put on his Facebook page, Aaron Hodges is his name. He is a black man. And he said, every time an unarmed black man is killed, you kill a decorated white officer on his doorstep in front of his family. Yeah, he's been fired. I'm actually surprised they even fired him.
Yeah.
In this day and age, I'm it wouldn't have surprised me. Well, First Amendment rights. He has every right to say that we should kill white cops in front of their families. Let me tell you something, folks. Just because a guy is unarmed and killed doesn't mean he's not a threat or dangerous. Unarmed doesn't mean he could be on PCP. Be reaching for a tire iron, or in many cases, they don't know they're unarmed. They don't know that. All they know is they're coming at them, and they're crazy, and they're criminals. That's all they know. The world's gone insane. Check this out. A public service announcement running on YouTube, put together by a San Francisco-based production company, encouraging children to steal their parents' guns and take them to school and turn them in. Sleeper 13 Productions put this together. It shows a pouty young boy wandering into his parents' bedroom, stealing a handgun out of the dresser drawer. He puts it in his backpack. In the video, then, he carries it, presumably loaded, into his classroom. And after class, he approaches the teacher, takes the gun out, and puts it on her desk. He says, can you take this away? I don't feel safe with a gun in my house. You got to be kidding me. And then the announcer says, our children deserve a safe world. Yeah, they do deserve a safe world. You know what the safest world is? When you have a gun to protect yourself. Well, what in the world? And this cop thing. I don't know what to make of all this. And then for CNN, which is what we just had on the screen, to come up and go, more tension in response to the cop killings. When you say cop killings, that's your way of slanting it to make the cops look bad. I'm going to go out of my way now to do the very opposite of what it looks like so many people want me to do, and that's hate the police. Let's go the other direction. There are far more of us who appreciate what they do than there are of these handful of people who think that just because criminals get shot, that it makes cops bad people. That's it. I'm through preaching. Larry Connors will be on tonight. I imagine he's going to have a pretty good show, 9 to midnight. You're out running around. You should tune that in. He's got a good show every night. He really does. He works very hard on that show, and he puts together a terrific show. Huelsman Jewelers, by the way, I was there today. They were able to get 10 of these wooden watches. These are wristwatches made of wood. The links, the bands are wood. They are incredible. They can't keep these where they sell them around the country. And Huelsman, or Hilsman, however you want to pronounce it, is on South Lindbergh, about a half mile south of 44. They will be open tomorrow till 2. And then when I walked out, I said, okay, how many are in the case? And I counted 10, and they showed me a box filled with wooden watches ready to be picked up by customers. This wood watch thing, never heard of it till less than a week ago. And when I saw one, I thought, this finally somebody with all the watches, Swatch, Fossil, somebody has come along with something completely different in the watch world. And it's not a watch you want to wear every day. It's wood. But wow, what a conversation piece. And at least for a little while, you'll probably be the only one in the group that has a wooden watch. It's interesting. Huelsman. Open till 2 o'clock tomorrow, South Lindbergh, in the Sunset Village Shops Shopping Center. I want to say hi to Bernie Wittes. Bernie Wittes is a St. Louis County police officer, and Bernie Wittes has been a cop for a long time. And Bernie Wittes is a guy who, when my kids were teenagers, he would let me know when they were hanging out with undesirables. One of those undesirables right now is in prison. And it was a guy that my boys, for some reason, thought they wanted to pal around with. Bernie Wittes would come to my house on occasion on his own time in civilian clothes and talk to my sons about all the various things that would put you in jail. And as each one of them became 17 and old enough to be accountable for themselves, he would come by and go, you know, very soon your dad can't go to jail for you. You go yourself. This guy went above and beyond. And don't tell me there aren't lots of cops just like Bernie He cannot be the only one in the United States like that, who cares that much about the people in the community that he serves. I think there are a lot of them like that, but thank goodness we had Bernie, and we still do. Amazon says that in Manhattan, they are unveiling one-hour delivery. Here's where we're headed, folks. In another, I would say, 3 to 5 years, if Amazon succeeds in putting these warehouses in cities all over the country, like a pizza, you'll go, well, I need a flat-screen TV. You'll go to your smartphone, and in an hour, it'll be at your door. I'm not kidding.
Have you seen how those warehouses work with the...
Yes.
They're like Roombas, yes, almost. It's amazing. I mean, it's really neat.
You almost said amazing.
I did.
Go on YouTube and just type in Amazon warehouse. You won't believe what you'll see.
But there's shelves everywhere, but all these Roombas go underneath the shelf. They don't need... It's
all computerized,
it's
and they know exactly
cool.
by code where to go
letter and
pull.
Aisle yes. and yes. number. And
we are rapidly... We're screaming toward the day when in an hour you'll have your Xbox or your PlayStation or your TV or your whatever. What do you need? We'll have it at your house in an hour. It's hard to even believe, but it's true. In the year 2014, Peon is probably the highest tech guy in the room, so I will ask you, they have now compiled the list of the most Googled, this is according to Google's list, the most searched locations in 2014. When people pick up a phone or laptop or go to the computer and search, what do you think are the top 10 places most searched for in 2014?
Oh.
Any one of the 10.
Wow. The top 10 places, like yeah. Mexico or Jamaica?
No. I mean I'll give you one of them, Target.
Oh.
That's in the top 10.
Oh.
In other words, where's the nearest search? Just go to the search bar and type in the top 10 names. I'll give them to you.
Starbucks.
Starbucks is one.
Chipotle?
No. Number 10.
Subway?
No. Number 10 is Costco. 9 is Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo?
Yes.
I guess for wiring money or something?
8 is CVS. 7 is Walgreens. 6 is Bank of America. Of all things.
I want to know an ATM, I'm sure.
Maybe.
5 is Home Depot. Interesting. Home Depot is the 5th most searched place in 2014 on Google, but Lowe's is not on here. And they're always next door to each other.
Yeah.
How do you figure that? McDonald's is 4th. Target is 3rd. Starbucks is 2nd, Dan. The number one most searched place for people go find out where the nearest one is, Walmart.
Walmart's I was thinking it had to be Walmart.
You're playing Dan now. Oh, I meant to say
yeah,
Walmart.
No, I wasn't.
That's his act. Oh, no, I meant to say that. But what I find fascinating is that Home Depot is in it, and Lowe's is not even in the top 10.
Yeah.
And they're always right next door to each other. To me, it's a neck and neck, Home Depot, Lowe's. In fact, when I go, I'll sometimes pull into whichever one happens to be closest to the direction I'm coming from.
For some reason, they must own that. They must do better then, because when I don't have to go to those places that often, but when I do, I always choose Home Depot for some reason. I never even think of Lowe's.
And you don't know
Lowe's.
Why?
No, I have no ideas.
Orange.
No
it could
ideas.
Be the orange. I'm serious. It could be the look. The blue is orange instead of blue.
More commercials online, just if you glance over at it must be subliminal.
I do believe Home Depot lately has done a better job of advertising. I think you're right. The Home Depot commercials. Ladies, get in here, Blaze.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, we have 3 Christmas jokes. We did one yesterday, we'll do one today, one tomorrow, and that'll be it. We'll close it out. And tomorrow's the same one we always do, the last day we're on before we break for Christmas. And this is the story of Santa, and it's Christmas Eve, and he's making the rounds. And he's putting presents around a tree when he looks up and he sees the lady of the house. She is mid-40s, and she is an absolute knockout, possibly a former Playmate of the Year, or model, or current model. She's gorgeous, and she's in a low-cut sort of house coat, almost gaping open. And she says, why? Well, Santa, all these years I've wanted to meet you. And he looks up at her. Oh, she says, Santa, you are cuter than I ever imagined. And she's obviously had a couple of drinks. And she says, why don't you take a break, if you know what I mean? My husband's out of town on business. Why don't you just Would it really, in the whole scheme of things, screw up the whole night of delivery if you just took a half-hour break? And he looks at her, and he says, oh, ho, 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 Santa's got to go. Lots of toys to deliver to the kiddies, don't you know? And he runs to the chimney, and whoosh, up he goes, gets out of there. Tempting, but he's up that chimney. Later on in the night, he's at another house, putting presents around the tree, and he senses that somebody's in the room. He turns, and here is a woman about 32, early 30s, more gorgeous than the woman earlier in the night. Now, she's got on baby doll pajamas, little short, shorty sort of bottoms, flimsy, see-through top. What a body. She says, Santa, I got something better than milk and cookies. I don't think you need that. In fact, I think you need some cardio, a little workout maybe, work off all those other milk and cookies, and I think I know just what you need. Why don't you put that sack down, loosen up that black belt, and relax. And he stares at her and kind of shrugs off his thoughts and goes, oh, ho, 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 Santa's got to go. Lots of toys to deliver to the kiddies, don't you know? And whoosh, up the chimney he goes. Later on in the night, he's at another house, and he's putting presents around the tree. Again, sensing that somebody is in the room, and he looks over toward the stairs, and at the bottom of the staircase is the most gorgeous, built, stacked, hot, late 20s, long, black, flowing, thick hair and perfect skin. And he looks at her, and he's only human. She says, Santa, you look like you might be pretty tired. Like you might need to, oh, I don't know, lie down, take a break. What do you say? In fact, Santa, and she walks over nude to the stereo and turns on some beautiful soft music. She says, how about a slow dance? I'm already comfortable. I don't have any constricting clothing. What about you? Why don't you join me? Let's have a nice, slow, erotic dance. Santa looks at her and says, oh. Might as well dance. Can't get up the chimney with this boner in my pants.
Meet me. Let's see how traffic's looking right now with Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. They were wrapping up an accident eastbound 255 at Telegraph Road. That happened on the right shoulder, still working with an accident. It was on the right shoulder as well, southbound 270, the exit ramp to Highway 55. Wasn't causing too many delays, though. There were a couple incidents on westbound Highway 30. The first one was just after Gravois Bluffs, blocking the left lane. You were backed up to Gravois Bluffs. And the second one was at New Sugar Creek. That one was essentially at the intersection, causing drivers westbound on Highway 30 to northbound, I guess, Sugar Creek, some delays there as well. Southbound on 170 remained heavy. Del Mar in pockets down through Brentwood. It's really that right lane getting off at Brentwood Boulevard. Folks headed to the Galleria and the promenade there getting off at Brentwood to cause most of the problems. The downtown bridge approaches have thinned out. Northbound 55 just slow on the ramp to the eastbound Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 64, eastbound Highway 70, no delays into the Metro East. Seeing some delays, though, westbound on 64 out of the city as you approach, looks like Hampton out to McCausland. Then again, approaching McKnight, folks headed to the Christmas light display down there at Tillis Park. Eastbound on 64, you're backed up to the entrance ramp from Clayton Warson there. And they're just about to close the ramp at McKnight, folks getting onto southbound McKnight. And obviously, southbound McKnight is jammed headed towards Tillis Park as well. This update is brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's has a best sale, and it's open 24 hours all day and all night, now through Christmas Eve. Find your yes. Visit Kohl's.com for more details. It's a sale so big, it can only happen at Kohl's. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
Hi, Martin Kilcoyne here, wishing you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. I want to thank you for being part of our listening family, and I hope you and your family have a great holiday season.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-900-9981. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-900-9981. That's 1-800-900-9981. 1-800-900-9981.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-1376. That's 1-800-400-1376. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-959-4779. That's 1-800-959-4779. 1-800-959-4779. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, guys, and you know who you are. If you haven't gotten her the jewelry she wants, you've got just 1 week left to get to Paramount Jewelers to make your holidays bearable. Don't wait any longer. It's your last chance. Make her eyes light up this year and get her the brilliant diamond ring or the radiant pendant she's been asking for. Visit Paramount Jewelers today in historic downtown Maplewood. Or go online at ParamountJewelers.com. Paramount Jewelers, sparkling since 1946.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at ParktownAudi.com.
Planning a New Year's or Missouri Tiger Citrus Bowl party? Why not treat your guests to Rib City? Rib City can cater your party business lunch with their award-winning baby back ribs or various other combinations too numerous to mention. Top it off with coconut cream or key lime pie. Yummy! Call Rib City at 314-965-RIBS or go to RibCitySTLewis.com for details. Rib City, real barbecue, great ribs in the Colonnade Center on Manchester, just east of 270.
Yenzer Family Dental is proud to announce its new location in the Chesterfield Valley at Chesterfield Airport and Long Road. Dr. Yenzer has been treating patients for the past 10 years and invites you to give Yenzer Family Dental a call today at 636-778-3019. Dr. Yenzer has created a new state-of-the-art office to provide an environment that's comfortable and friendly while providing the highest level of dental care. Call today at 636-778-3019 or go to yenzerdental.com. That's YENZER Dental.com.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. handyman123.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman123.homeadvisor.com.
This Christmas, don't forget to tell the people in your life how much you care with a Hallmark card. Pick up one today at the Hallmark Department at Walgreens.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get... Well, we saw the sun for, I think, an hour today, earlier today, very early, and then it was gone. You know where it is? In Southern California. That's where it went. Here's the man soaking it up now. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant, but not just an ordinary restaurant. It's a terrific restaurant. And next door, there's a terrific smokehouse called The Smokehouse. And they're next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, the eastern end of Chesterfield Valley. And they sell a lot of gift cards. Why don't you be part of that? Get somebody a gift card from either place. They'll thank you for it. And they won't give it to somebody else. It's far too valuable. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market present. Pause, pause, pause. Let him build up anticipation. Mike Evans. Yeah. Jump right in there, Homer.
Oh, man, I kind of hope that I got to hear Amanda sing, homie.
Well, you can
go to our Facebook page.
You can hear it all on the Facebook
page. Well, what about Amanda singing? You know, I'm going to hear Amanda sing, homie.
You can hear it all on the Facebook
page. She's
not
page. Here.
She's not here, and now we're really running late, and we were anyway.
Well, Facebook page.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM.
Pop quiz question, another celebrity Christmas. Pop quiz question, name the name of the star who grew up on a Christmas tree farm. Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, yeah. Amy Adams. Taylor Swift.
No.
No.
Tina Fey.
Yeah, I think so.
There's four great movies opening up on Christmas. I'm going to give you a review of two today. First, Unbroken, directed by Angelina Jolie, the true story of the true great American Louis Zamperini, an Olympian, a war hero, a survivor, a prisoner of war, and much, much more. It is one of the most unbelievable stories you will ever see, and for me, the best movie of the year.
Ooh.
Jack O'Connell, but brilliant as Zamperini. The movie is so hard to watch sometimes because of what he went through, but it's a must-see. Rated R, 137 minutes, 4 stars.
That's as good as it gets.
Into the Woods is brilliant in every way. Originally a great Broadway play starring Meryl Streep, Emily Blunt, Chris Pine, Johnny Depp. This is visually magnificent, a solid script, and lots of action. A comedy, fantasy, that's fun from the beginning to the end. A little Cinderella, a little Rapunzel, a little Red Riding Hood. Wish it would have been a little more of the big bad wolf played by Johnny Depp. Great holiday film, rated PG-13, 125 minutes, 3 stars.
Okay.
Also opening tomorrow, Big Eyes, since we won't be together tomorrow, let me tell you right now, Amy Adams and Christopher Waltz stars, 3.5 stars.
Mm.
Also opening tomorrow, The Gambler starring Mark Wahlberg, 3 stars.
That looks good to me.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We'll be together tomorrow.
Date in history, December 23rd, was also declared Festivus Day. Happy Festivus Day.
Yeah, and Dan's right. We will be together tomorrow.
Oh, we will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We think we're slackers, yeah. We'll
tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, we won't be.
Oh, together. I thought I misunderstood you.
No, that's all right.
And on this date, December 23rd, 1982, my favorite Hollywood celebrity died. Mm. I just love spending time around him.
Gene?
Jack Webb.
Oh, Jack Webb.
He was the coolest. Very odd individual, but he really was Jack Webb.
Joe, well, he started the World Wide Web.
Pardon me?
He started the World Wide Web.
Worldwide Jack.
See, now you ruined my report. It was going so good. I was trying to squeeze everything in.
I know. It's our fault.
Peed all over.
I know we did. I know.
And finally.
Now see, this is what pros do. This is how pro.
Tell them, Franco. We'll give them one more time.
Yeah, this is how pro operates.
Thank you. Name the name of the star who grew up on a Christmas tree farm. Hello. Amy Adams, Jennifer Lawrence, Taylor Swift, Tina Fey.
Ooh, I'll say Amy Adams.
I'll say Jennifer Lawrence.
And since she looks like a tree with the branches gone and just a skinny stick, I'll say Taylor Swift.
Born in Reading, Pennsylvania, moved to Nashville, Tennessee when she was 13, raised on a Christmas tree farm, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, oh, man.
Hey, I'm Mike Evans, live on a dial by that.
Did he say Reading, Pennsylvania?
He did. Reading, Pennsylvania.
Reading.
Can't correct him.
No.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They have them here, but they don't have any in Reading, Pennsylvania, as Mike would say. Thompson Price, let's talk about this. Let's talk about your kitchen. This is the season when that kitchen is going to be seen by, unless you just don't have anybody over, even family members. You know what they do? They talk about you behind your back. They leave your home and go back to Reading, Pennsylvania, or wherever they live, and they go, I can't believe that kitchen. Why don't they update that kitchen? They love to criticize other family members. Stun them next time they come with your all-new, completely remodeled kitchen by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. It's not something you should take lightly, because if you do it right, it's a major undertaking. That doesn't have to be as major as some companies want it to be, where they hold you up where you don't have a functioning kitchen for like 6 months. That's ridiculous. 3-4 weeks, they'll tell you. When they look at your kitchen, they'll tell you exactly. And they're right on the money. When they give you the estimate of time and money, that's what it'll be. They've been doing this for a while, and they know what they're doing, and you will get your money's worth. If you'd like to see their showroom, and go in and register for the electronic toilet conversion kit. It's fantastic. And all you have to do is fill out a thing. You don't have to buy anything or commit to anything. Just go in. Showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. Website is thompsonprice.com.
Meet me.
Well, let's get a quick final check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd, Airborne.
Thanks, Dan. Still working with delays southbound 170 Del Mar to Brentwood, southbound Hanley, Clayton Road to Dale, westbound Highway 70 at Middle Rivers Mall Drive. Working with a new crash eastbound 270 at the Interbelt in the left lane. That has you backed up to about 370 now. They've cleared the incident southbound 270 at Highway 55. Still working the accident westbound Highway 30 at New Sugar Creek. Backed up to about 141 in pockets there. Eastbound Highway 64, you're still heavy. 157 to Illinois, 159 headed towards St. Clair Square. And then you got some backups headed towards the light celebration there on McKnight Road off of in Tillis Park, the St. Louis County light display there off McKnight Road, backed up eastbound on Highway 64. They were about to shut down the ramp at last check. This update is brought to you by Famous Footwear. Boot up your holidays during the boot sale at Famous Footwear. Get into women's boots starting at $49.99, girls' boots starting at $34.99. Famous Footwear, victory is yours. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
After winning the SEC East, the Missouri Tigers are heading to Disney World. The 10-3 Tigers head to Orlando for the Citrus Bowl on New Year's Day. Mizzou will face the Big Ten's Minnesota Gophers. Coached by Jerry Kill, the Gophers are 8-4. On New Year's Day in the Citrus Bowl, Mizzou will face Minnesota. The game begins at noon. Tiger Network coverage kicks off at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
Beginning Christmas Eve, 6 p.m., the Big 550 brings you a holiday tradition, an American Christmas, hosted by Mannheim Steamroller composer Chip Davis. You'll hear heartwarming stories and legends of Christmas woven into the best selection of music for the holidays. The festivities begin at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For the best lawn on the block, Dynagreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for Dynagreen or online at dynagreeninfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed. Dynagreen or dynagreeninfo.com.
This is Larry Connors. I look back over this last year and I can count so many blessings, some totally unexpected. From Larry Connors USA to you and your family, I wish this new year brings you many blessings of good health and great fortune.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, DePere, Columbia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Weather's been fairly mild today across St. Louis, at least for the month of December, but this southern storm is still on track. The first wave is all rain. The second wave, right behind that low, is going to be snow.
A Florissant family lost everything in a fire, but thanks to some local help tonight, they're able to move back in just in time for the holidays.
Police are busy today in North County, knocking on doors. Find out how they're helping the community.
Coverage you can count on starts right now.
But first on Fox, dreaming of a white Christmas, it could be a dream come true for some.
At least on the eve of the big holiday, we're going to check in now with Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray for a look at our first forecast.
Remember,
felt more like spring out there
count,
today.
Close counts, yeah. When it comes to a white Christmas.
And wait, I think a minute.
For some,
I don't
it
think
will be.
So.
You know,